With a goal of eliminating one more food desert in Syracuse, a new food co-op also offers a shot in the arm to a part of the city that needs it. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the co-op will offer healthy foods for people who live in this part of the city's south side.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
The cash registers are ringing at the Eat to Live Food Cooperative on South Salina Street near East Colvin. Fresh fruits and vegetables dominate the 3,000-square-foot grocery store and cafe. As a cooperative, members pay a $100 lifetime membership fee, and these part owners decide what should be stocked in the store and more, according to co-op president Shirley Rouser.
And through it, you get benefits of all the different workshops and training that we offer. And additionally, you get a patronage refund, which means that because we work on cost and we pay our expenses, anything extra, and unlike any most businesses, it doesn't go back to the business like that. It goes to the members.
One of those co-op members is Louise Poindexter, happy to see cooking classes offered in a community with high rates of diabetes and high blood pressure.
You know, I might see a whole bunch of things I want to try, but if I don't know how to cook them, I've defeated my own purpose right there.
Joseph Bryant, president of the Southside Community Coalition, says this isn't the last development in an area that hasn't seen new construction in four decades.
We've partnered with the city of Syracuse to create a pocket park behind Beach and Branch Library. So that'll start off in the spring with construction.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.